what are the top 10 ways to repurpose podcast episodes? And the reason we chose to do this was we don't like to make our brains sweat more than we need to, than is necessary. And it's kind of interesting and fun to see. Maybe it'll generate something that we wouldn't already have thought of.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your host, Adam Adams. And we are back with Julie Holly. Woot, woot. How are you, Julie?
So happy to be back. It has been far too long, friend.
I know. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're on the podcast. We tried to record a couple times and random stuff had happened. So it's good to finally be doing this. And I know that the listener wants to hear it as well. So I think you're like the person that people want to hear from the most. In fact, do you want to buy the podcast? I'll sell it to you.
You're going to sell, will you sell it to me as at the same price you sold your last podcast? Because I mean,
could it be a little more?
I don't know. Listener, you need to let us know, how would you value, this is homework for you, listener. How would you value and decide like, okay, it's worth X amount of dollars? I'd love to know what the listener has to say about that. If I wanted to buy this podcast, how much should I pay for it?
I wonder what they'll say. It might make me cry or it might make you cry. I'm not sure.
I think it'll probably make both of us cry in some capacity. Let's be real.
You had something planned for today. Did you want to talk about for the listener?
Okay. I do have something planned, but I also have a bonus planned.
Okay.
So I have like a little tangent that I think is fun to touch on before we dive into the meat and potatoes. And by the way, podcaster, I'll give you a teaser. And that is that I really want to know, we make this beautiful long form content and most of us are not maximizing how we are utilizing it. So I'm just giving you a teaser that that's what I want to dive into. But before we go there, I want to know, Adam, how are you using AI right now for podcasts, podcasters, supporting your podcasters?
We aren't doing a lot. I mean, we've been looking into a few things and I've had a couple of people on the show who are focused on AI just to get some ideas for me and for the team. But it sounds like there's a lot of really cool tools available. We haven't used almost anything. The things that basically we do everything like personal, right? My team will be editing, doing post-production, listening to every word. But I feel like is something artificial intelligence is something that we should be exploring. So we've been looking a little bit. There's a couple apps that we are subscribed to. One of them ultimately just transcribes things. Other than that, we haven't used much. I mean, there's this other, trying to remember what it's called right now, Descript. We use something called Descript that I think, if I'm not mistaken, my team would know better because they're the ones who use everything more than me, but where it basically helps you get audiograms or videograms kind of quickly. But there's somebody that I was talking with just the other day where his company is able to take macro content and turn it into micro content, lots and lots of things. And it's pretty smart about it, figures out the points, knows what the avatar is looking for. I mean, we are using ChatGPT now as of like last week to help us with titling episodes, just so it goes a little bit faster and is always compelling. You got to kind of import everything into ChatGPT first, like tell it everything that you're looking for. What are the parameters? What are you trying to achieve? And so we're creating that for every client. So we basically, for you, we take your avatar, your perfect listener, and we import that into there, everything that's unique about your show, what you do that's different. And it's starting to help us title episodes, but we're in the beginning stage.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I would love to share that I'm using AI in a way that I think most people are not using AI. So we use it a lot of times for the productivity elements, right? However, I've been using it, and this is like the little hack that I want to share with you, podcaster, because this is helping me level up my hosting skills. So I've been taking the transcripts. I record in Zoom, and Zoom now provides the transcripts. I'm able to download those transcripts. I copy and paste them into Bard AI, which is Google's AI.
I only just heard about that this week as we're recording. It's funny.
I'm finding Bard is so amazing.
How do you spell it? How do you spell Bard?
Yeah, B-A-R-D. Mm-hmm. And Bard, isn't it like an oracle or a great writer? I think in ancient, like the meaning of the word, right? But I was at a Brennan Burchard event recently And I was speaking with someone. I said, hey, what are you most excited about? And he was saying, well, he supports other high performance coaches. And he's like, I'm using AI and I'm having it create session summaries of my coaching sessions and I'm having it evaluate me. And my little high performer heart just like screamed, I just found basically high performance crack. And I am now addicted to putting these transcripts into Bard and it has this prompt. And I will get say, please create a summary of this episode just so I can have it, so I can record a really good introduction. And this is all new to me, as in like the last 2 weeks. And then I say, please evaluate Julie's hosting skills and please share ways that she can improve. And the feedback that you get on the great, your high points as like a host and the areas you can improve are phenomenal. And I'm already noticing a difference in...
Can you give us an example of like what it told you you could improve on? If you don't mind.
I would absolutely. Actually, here is, I have one pulled up that I did yesterday. Evaluation of Julie's hosting skills. Julie actively listens and engages with the name of the guest, asking insightful questions and following her lead. That's great. Effectively draws out Ashley's story and allows her to share her experiences in her own words. Julie also adds her own experiences, insights, creating a sense of connection and shared understanding. Julie encourages Ashley to elaborate and provide concrete examples, making the conversation more informative and engaging. Those are like, yay, thumbs up, I'm getting better, right? Now, here's the suggestions to improve Julie's hosting skills. This is, I find it comical, right? Because my podcaster, you've been listening, you know that I can, you know, kind of go off on tangents. So he says, or Bard AI says, at times, Julie could paraphrase what Ashley has said to ensure understanding and confirm key points. She could ask more open-ended questions to encourage even deeper reflection and sharing from her guest. In some instances, Julie could provide more background information or context for listeners who may not be familiar with specific terms or concepts. Mm. And then it gives an overall, like overall, she demonstrates strong hosting skills and facilitates captivating and informative conversation. But tell me that feedback like that in the moment, like within 10 minutes of having a podcast recording when it's still fresh in your mind, it's powerful.
Yeah, that's great. I like that a lot. Is Bard AI the Google's AI that just came out, I think is what I just heard of. But the person who was using it was talking to it, I think. It was like, hey, what do you see here? And they were drawing. He goes, it looks like a squiggly line. And he goes, okay, Now it's looking like a duck. And so it was seeing whatever he was drawing. And then it was talking about it. And as he was like coloring it, I don't remember, blue. The AI was like, this looks like a blue duck. A blue duck is very rare. The main ducks are these two colors. It's hard to find a blue duck. And then he showed him a rubber duck that was blue. And he goes, oh, well, this kind of looks like a rubber duck. And it just, have you seen that? Is it something that...
I haven't, but it
okay,
honestly...
but was it talking to you or does it talk to you or is it mostly kind of like written?
This is all written. So I put in a prompt and the information that you receive is only as good as a question, the prompt that you put in. So
yeah,
the input and output is directly correlated and it's just all written. However, in ChatGPT, you can mix because ChatGPT and DALL-E are linked together. So you could do graphics and words, copywriting. So interesting. I mean, there's such a menagerie out there. I'm not for or against AI. It's really a mixed bag in my opinion. But I do know that I get to choose how I use it. It's not going away. And so I'm not going to fight it. And yeah. Dang, I like that kind of feedback.
You know what AI that I'm planning on using?
Oh, what is it?
We did a little bit of research on it. And it sounds like it's not going to be available to the masses for a while. What it does, though, is it translates your voice into another language. So that way, if you don't know French... you've never spoken French before, you can record your own podcast and then put it into the AI. And instead of it just like translating your words, it translates it and then it speaks it. So, but also in your voice. So you are basically essentially speaking perfect French or perfect Spanish or perfect English or perfect, Mandarin or whatever language. And I'm wanting to stay on the front end of that, because whenever it does happen, I want to put the podcast on podcasting. I want to put each of those episodes in. So like I would be able to find a way to serve people in all the countries, for example, something like that.
Can you imagine that? I mean, what that will do for podcasting? Whoa, that is mind-blowing.
There's already a lot of scary things happening with artificial intelligence. I mean, just to name some things, like people can put faces on naked bodies and things like that and like make it look like somebody in their family or somebody who's like really well-known, like what is it called? An actress or something like that. They can make things like that. They're already able to take your voice and make it say other things. So you can just type in something and it'll make your voice. So I think, but I'm not 100% sure what ended up happening. It sounds like even recorded voice is no longer going to be allowed in court because you could just create it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of weird things are happening. Not all of them are good. So
that's why I feel like it's such a mixed bag. And sometimes I feel like I'm maybe more the ostrich putting my head in the sand of like, or the kid that's just pulling the covers in like, oh, there's no boogeyman. But I feel so powerless over all of the elements that are the downside to AI. And I feel, like I said, powerless, out of control. So, okay, can't change that. But are we going to have to start trademarking our voices and trademark? I mean, how do you even protect any of it and create authenticity?
That is a smart idea. I've never heard anyone suggest that. Boom. Trademarking your voice. That's pretty cool.
You heard it here, people.
That's a really, really good idea. Well, maybe we can find a way to do that. I'm going to type this in and maybe I'll talk to my attorney. Trademark my voice. ASAP.
Exactly.
That means as soon as possible, just in case anyone was wondering. So this is a hack that you've been using, Julie, Bard AI, and it's just to become a better podcast host. So it gives you some of the things that you've improved on, some that you're doing well, and it gives you a couple things that you could improve on still, like if you go off on tangents too much or interrupt or whatever we might do, it'll allow us to be able to be more successful as podcast hosts. Is there anything else? You kind of talked about long form content and maximizing it. Is there more?
Well, okay. So that's where, let's pivot this conversation, because this is where I am like, okay, I need Adam to just like extract. Let's download everything from your mind on this part, right? And that is, what do we do? You know, I have over 425 episodes of content as a podcaster, right? That's a lot of content. What have I done with it, Adam? I've done nothing. And so sure, I can think of, and it's going to be easier now that we have transcripts, and I can think of the top level, okay, I should have a blog of some sort with every single one of my episodes. I should do that. Like all the things I should do, but what do you think would actually move the needle? What kind of content can we create from all of our long form content that will actually move the needle, change lives, and increase our listenership?
I was talking to my team about Grant Cardone, who isn't necessarily my favorite person. I'm not saying he's my least favorite either. He wrote this book called The 10X Rule, and a lot of people suggested it. They said it was good. And I dragged my feet for a long time because I just didn't really know if I wanted to learn from him.
Me too. I've read other books, but I'm like, it's on the shelf and okay. I haven't read it.
Yeah. So I was dragging my feet for a while because I just wasn't sure if it was going to be for me, but I loved it. I thought it was great. And the point of it, or the point that I got out of 10X Rule was that we really ought to be doing everything. And we really ought to be trying everything. We really ought to be marketing everywhere. We really ought to be talking to everybody about it. We really ought to be doing 3 episodes a week instead of 1, or 7 instead of 3. We really ought to be putting $50,000 a month into marketing instead of $5 a month into marketing. Whatever it is that could make us grow, we should just do all of it. Now, that is with the caveat to say, like, don't start it all at the same time. Don't grow too fast. Don't stress yourself out. Don't ignore your kids or whatever it is. But thinking about, like, I guess with your question, what are we going to do for more content? What are we going to do with this? Where is it going to go? I would probably try to do a little bit more, maybe utilizing AI for a lot of it.
Right.
And I'm thinking through like TikTok, for example. There is an argument on two different sides, because one of the things you said, Julie, was and grow our listenership on our podcast.
Right.
One of the things we could do is get on TikTok. TikTok has been a way that people can grow. You got to be funny. You got to be shareable, and it can eventually grow your brand. It's a little bit different. Like when we think about a podcast, every single episode is about the same. If we get usually about 200 downloads per episode, it's not going to go much more than 500. It's not going to go much less than 50. It's going to stay right in that 200. When we are on TikTok and we usually get 200 views, we might have a day that maybe a million people see it. And it's like, whoa, what happened? We can't really do that on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking through it and I'm thinking, well, maybe we got to go do the 10X rule. Maybe we got to be everywhere, as many places as possible. When I mentioned there's good and bad, that's because I think that people try to find podcasts on podcast playing platforms. I don't think people's intention when they go to TikTok, for example, I don't think their intention is like, oh, goody, I'm really looking for a podcast. So I'm going to go scroll through like a million different TikToks today,
right?
Because that's what ends up happening. But it kind of seems like it goes in the middle. By having a big followership on one platform kind of help you get a bigger followership on another platform. So as your podcast grows, your Facebook might grow. As your LinkedIn grows, your podcast might grow. As your YouTube grows, your TikTok might grow, and so on. So I wouldn't say that it's the end all be all, like jump on TikTok or jump on this other new app. But I would say that we should be trying to get in other places and we should be trying to have regular content. And if we can utilize AI to support that and move it faster, it is going to help us. So I guess my answer to the question is think of what else you can be doing easily right now. Just think of where else you can be to maximize that content. Is there a friend you can work with? Is there an AI that you can work with to be able to grow another part of your platform to get just more earballs on your podcast eventually? Not all of those people want to listen to podcasts, but percentage of them do.
Okay. All right. That's really interesting. So do you think it's worthwhile? I mean, like go around the circle, basically. We have our podcast. It's out on all the podcast platforms. By the way, listener, we got to give a super shout out because the Grow Your Show team just absolutely supported my podcast that went through a really kind of scary undulation where it just contracted. I think you'll probably remember that. I did a minor freak out. I don't know. I felt minor. Maybe it was major and I'm just downplaying it. But I just remember like, oh no, it's happening. And just to see like the support that was offered. And yet I know that it's a collaborative effort. I have to do my part also. There are other things that I can do that are also going to help support the growth of the show. And so I'm like, okay, I also have to make sure that I'm staying on point as well. So I was like, okay, should I do the blogs? should I repurpose? And you touched on this, repurposing the content. There are a lot of AI programs out there that can just break it into clips and add the captions and everything. So I am venturing down a lot of these paths mentally. I just haven't committed. And we all know, like, ultimately comes down to like decide and take action.
Yeah. Let me take a quick pause because I want to get back into just how can we maximize long form content.
Yeah.
We're going to do a quick break and we'll be right back. And I think that the listener is going to get a bunch of takeaways for what can I be doing to really utilize the things that I've already spent time on. We'll be right back. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. Okay, we are back here with Julie Holly. We want to talk about really how to repurpose your podcast episodes, how to take long form content, get the most out of it. I've got a few ideas and Julie had a probably even better idea. And her idea was, hey, I'm going to throw it into AI and get a little bit of help. So we're using Bard right now. And we're asking, you know, what are the top 10 ways to repurpose? And I've got a good handful of them listed as well on the side. So let's talk about it.
You know, Adam, I really kind of feel like this is like a game show at this point, you know, where it's one of those is, you know, did AI list yours and you get a point for every single one, right?
I kind of feel that way too. I've got five things listed off to the side and you're about to get 10. So I'm hoping a couple of them do meet.
Okay, you get double points if you have something that AI does not generate. All right. Cool. So again, the prompt I'm putting in, listener, is what are the top 10 ways to repurpose podcast episodes? And the reason we chose to do this was we don't like to make our brains sweat more than we need to, than is necessary. And it's kind of interesting and fun to see. Maybe it'll generate something that we wouldn't already have thought of. So here we go.
I feel like the Jeopardy song should be playing right now.
I literally started playing that in my head.
We don't have enough time. It already do we say generated or propagated 10? What is the right word for that? Generated, maybe.
Okay, I love it. Video podcasts. Okay, if you're not already putting repurposing content onto YouTube, why not? Okay, Reels, Shorts, and TikToks. You spoke about TikToks. I put Reels and Shorts in a chat box. All right, social media posts. Your team does a great job creating social media posts that are great. Blog posts, we talked about this. Audiograms, did you have that listed?
Yep. Yeah, I've got audiograms as one of the little ideas. Real quick, I mean, these are all really, really good. And I think I was just thinking of it a different way. So I'll share a little bit about like how I was thinking of it. I was thinking first and foremost of using, like, remember when we said 10X rule before the break? That's to do blogs and audiograms and emails and all of these different ideas. And TikTok, et cetera, stories seem to work. The thought is, hey, if I'm going to already do it, I'm going to try to get on all the platforms. So that's one. The second idea that I had was play to the player. I play apples to apples with my kids or Cards Against Humanity with my friends. And when I do that, I think of the card. If I'm playing with you, Julian, and you've got the card that you're going to pick between a few of us, I'm going to try to pick something that you would be likely to pick, not just something that I like or that is just simply funny, but which one plays to her because she's the one picking. And that's the same thing when I put play to the player down. If we're doing a blog, let's create the content more like a blog. When we're doing it on LinkedIn, we'll create it more LinkedIn-y. And when it's on Instagram, it'll be more like Instagram. When it's on TikTok, it'd be more like TikTok. And so the ideas are some of these are rectangle videos horizontally. Some of these are square videos. Some of these are rectangular videos vertically. Some of these are 30 seconds. Some are 60 seconds. Some are 2 minutes. Some are 5 minutes. Some of them are more businessy. Some are more artistic and some are more of that. So it just depends on where we're publishing these things. If it's an email marketing campaign or whatever, we want to play to the player. We want to play the card that we think that one's going to work best. And the point of that is, even though we have six different cards and we would pick the last card because it would be ours, we got to be thinking, if I was playing and Julie was picking, which one will she pick? If I was playing and Amanda was picking, which one would she pick? And then I would actually play a different card than the one that I personally thought was the best. And that's like when we're on TikTok, let's build it the way that TikTok wants it. So that's kind of where my head went with the five-ish ideas that I had prepared.
I really appreciate that.
These are more like tangible. Mine's more ideal ideas. And this is more like do this and do this and do this. Let's have you finish but going through them. Let's have you go through them. Will you also share this is number one, this is number two, so that for the listener, yes, they can clearly, if they are taking notes, he or she's going to be able to just jot that down and make sure that they've got all 10.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just do quick recap. One, video podcasts. Two, they lump together Reels, Shorts, and TikToks. Three, social media posts. Four, blog posts. Five, audiograms. So I'm going to pause there and say that's where you and I were operating. And as soon as these last five came up, my mind was a little bit blown. Was your mind blown? I was like, I've never thought of those. What?
Well, actually, I'm working on number six right now. So go ahead and let the listener know.
Here we go. Number six is ebooks and guides. So you're working on an ebook and guide, and you're using your podcast content to create it?
Yeah. So I hired a company, a friend of mine, who's also kind of in our space, to listen to. What I did is I had my team go in and find every podcast episode that I ever did about monetization. I had them listen to every episode that I did about finding good guests, every episode that I did about equipment for your podcast, and so on. So I think we got like 13-ish chapters where we talk about all of the things that's going to make you a successful podcaster. And for each chapter, we might have one episode to listen to, up to five episodes to listen to. And then it goes to the ghostwriter, and the ghostwriter will listen to all of those episodes about that part of that subject. So if I'm talking about equipment, then they'll go in and they'll listen to all of those, and they'll make notes, and they'll tweak things, change things, bullet point things, and they'll create a chapter based on what equipment that we need and what stuff is kind of like useless. And so that is becoming a book. It's very far along, but I still have to do some proofreading, because sometimes the ghostwriter, they're not armed with all of the information that they need. Just like when we prompt things with ChatGPT or Bard, they weren't prompted well enough. And so I'm going to go through those, and we're tweaking it. But the book will be coming out pretty soon.
It is so exciting. And that is making me, and I'm sure you, listener, it's making me think of, I have so much content. That is a genius idea to just take a single topic and extract it from your entire podcast. Love it. Number seven, diving back in, is, by the way, I would get reamed. This would be a Julie could improve on. I should actually ask you further questions if this was my podcast. Number seven, email marketing. 8, online courses. That's super interesting. And once you have the book, you already have all that content. That'd be so easy for you to just create an online course to go, a companion course. Yeah. Number 9, workshops and webinars. And 10, paid content. And with that, they elaborated, offer exclusive bonus content, early access, or ad-free versions of your podcast to incentivize supporters and generate additional revenue. That is a podcast episode in and of itself that would take monetization to a new level.
Yeah. And then they had a bonus tip.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. I was going to skip over. I like the bonus tip, collaborate with other podcasters. Oh, you already said this, or experts for interviews or joint episodes to reach new audiences and cross promote content.
We're doing that now.
What?
Yeah.
And it's even more fun when you do this with friends. So make good friends. Remember, choose the repurposing methods that best align with your resources, target audience, and overall content strategy. I think that you just like hit it out of the park. I mean, you're already even doing this whole ebooks and guides thing. So anyway, you're setting a great example, but I would not have gone down this path if we hadn't had the conversation about AI and we weren't talking about how to repurpose long form content. So this has been extremely insightful for me.
Let me take a few minutes to go through each of them again. Yes. So I'll go through like number one, for example. I'll read it to the listener and then I'll just share a little bit of thoughts. So with the video podcast, it's saying to record video while you're podcasting to expand your reach to other platforms like YouTube, Twitch, Meta, and cater to visual learners. That sounds awesome. I do understand that some learners, we have different learning styles, but there's also the acknowledgement to know that some humans are blind, some humans are deaf, some humans are whatever. So it can be a really good thing anyway to make sure you're being able to appeal to and serve those who may not be able to just hear, but they can read. So video podcast, I think, is a huge benefit. Like if you're just thinking, I do focus my time and energy on my audio experience, that's where I focus. But right now I'm recording video. I've been focused on audio all the time, but currently we have video going and we can do a lot with the video. We can do audiograms, we can do videograms, we can do short clips, all that kind of stuff. But you're not going to be able to get that value if you're only recording audio. You're also going to have a hard time serving people that learn in a different way, like visual learners. And you may have a hard time serving those who can't hear, for example. So number 2, Reels, Shorts, and TikToks. It sounds like they're saying create short, engaging video clips, highlighting key points or humorous moments from the episode for increased shareability and potential virality. And so basically what you're doing is, it goes back to, I guess, the teaser that we create for our clients. Is we always do a 17-second teaser. We always take some audio and or video, maybe both, from somewhere in the middle of the episode that we thought as compelling as possible. We create something where we call it an audiogram or a videogram. They are about the same, but these things, these audiograms, videograms, they can be shared in multiple different places. They can be shared on YouTube. They can be shared on Facebook. They can be reels. They can be shorts. They can be stories. They can be TikToks, etc. So once you've done number one and you have video podcasts, now you're able to create short, engaging video clips. And like they said, either having things that are key points that are very important or having it more on the funny side, humorous moments. The third one is social media posts. And I would say that you can get a lot of people to come to your podcast by social media, but you have to do it right. Let's read what they have here and then I'll share some insight. Generate various content like infographics, quotes, polls, and discussions based on the episode to interact with your audience on different platforms. And I actually love their feedback, because the thing that I was going to share is that most people, when they do social media, they're just telling somebody something. They might be begging them to listen to my podcast. They're like, hey, listen to my podcast. I don't have any listeners yet. They may be doing something like that, or they might be just, I've got a podcast. It's so good. I'm so awesome. What they forget to do is make something engaging. And that's what I like about what Bard came up with, this AI, is they talk about using the infographics and quotes and polls and discussions based on the episode, because you're trying to incorporate the person who's following you on social, and now they're actually engaging. And I think you're not going to get the success unless it's engaging. Number four is the blog posts. Transcribe the episode, expand key points, share insights included in the audio for a deeper dive into SEO benefit. So Julie is talking about how she could do that, how she is finding out that she could actually have AI really help her with that after pulling the transcript. So this is what she's already doing, and it's going to help her. She just needs to actually make sure she's making those blog posts now that she knows how to do it. I don't really use blog posts, but I'll tell you something that I've been considering for ever. I don't know. It's probably been a few months now since I really started focusing on or paying attention or thinking that AI was a big deal, like not putting my horse blinders on or covering up my head when I'm a kid. But with the blog posts, I want to find a way to start serving our guest the blog post to serve our clients who work with Grow Your Show, because I think that if we can add blog posts and improve the SEO, which is the search engine optimization, with basically it gets people's eyeballs to our client's website. I think that could be a huge thing. And I think a lot of it could be done automatically. So that's just a couple key points there, some thoughts there. Go ahead, Julie.
As you were discussing that and just expanding on it, it actually got me thinking. I love LinkedIn as a social platform, and you could repurpose a blog post as a newsletter or content that's more longstanding over on different platforms such as LinkedIn.
Yeah, I like that. That's very true. And I found a few people that are getting a lot of success by taking things that they would normally create for a blog and doing exactly what you said. I've heard of a few people getting value doing that. I have not tried that. And you may as well, if you've already created the blog post, you may as well create something for LinkedIn, especially if your podcast, when you're playing to the player, especially if your podcast serves people on LinkedIn. It's good. Do you want to go through five, six? I guess we've already done a little bit of six, but you want to go through maybe five and seven a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. Audiograms. Sorry. We talked about audiograms.
Oh, yeah. So we did. So say number six, we've already talked about. That's the ebooks and guides that, in my case, I mentioned to the listener, I have a team that listened to a number of episodes to write a chapter. They listened to a number of different episodes to write a separate chapter. And I came up with a book simply by already having the content on my podcast. And now I can turn it over to you. Number eight, nine, and 10.
Okay. Can we go to number seven real fast? Email marketing. It says use snippets and takeaways from your episodes to create engaging email newsletters that inform and nurture your subscriber base. I think that's really interesting because, true story, I just came out of LinkedIn prison. And these things can happen to us when we're active on social media platforms. You can reach out to me if you want to know the story. And so it's we know it's really important that we have an email subscriber list that we are constantly building. But do you think it's valuable to be sending out, podcast recap? I used to do this, podcast recap for the week with the different podcast episodes and things. Like, do you think that's valuable?
I do think it's valuable. Now, I think that it can be done a lot of ways. And going back to the social media posts that we already kind of mentioned before.
Right.
If we're doing something on social, and that includes LinkedIn, it shouldn't be just telling people stuff. The problem with just telling people stuff or just bragging about stuff or just begging for listeners is you're going to turn people off and they're going to ignore it. So, for example, you're either going to turn them off completely and they're going to stop following you, or they're just going to simply ignore it because you're just telling them something. You have to be requiring engagement. So if you're on LinkedIn or on any platform and you're talking about when an episode went out, you have to be thinking about this, and everybody write it down if you don't already have it. It's WIIFM, What's In It For Me. It's everybody's favorite radio station, the FM radio station of What Is In It For Me. Basically, when we post on anything on social, LinkedIn or anything, yes, we got to play to the player. We've already said that. And we have to make sure that when we post on there, we find a way to get people's attention. So instead of saying, I've got a podcast, or instead of saying, check out episode whatever, actually say something like, come in with a hook. Start it out by saying, like, are you this person looking to achieve that? This episode could really help you. A couple of takeaways from the episode are, it'll teach you X, Y, and Z. Scroll down to click. Now, that's going to at least help the person who's like, oh, wow, that's perfectly for me. And what I think most people neglect when even just by having a podcast, and most people neglect when they're posting anything on social, is getting into the psychographics. Like, what is that person worried about? What keeps them up at night? What are they trying to achieve? What's blocking them from doing it? When we can have that conversation and say, I get you. I know what you're going through. And here's an episode that can get you over that hump. Here's an episode that can get you to the next level. That's when people take action. But it's only after we call them out. So we have to know our avatar, then we have to call out the avatar, basically saying, I know who you are and know what you're going through. I've been there before. I know people that have gone through that. And now they're like, oh, Julie gets me. And we give them the answer that's for them, what's in it for them, instead of just, quote, promoting our podcast, instead of just saying episode 100 came out. And I'm going to go a step further because I think that this could help. When I used to have my meetup group, it ended up being a very well-recognized meetup. Meetup headquarters flew me out and everything. The way that I would advertise the events is that this event is unique. This event is different. This event will only happen once. So it's a lot of scarcity. It's a lot of fear of missing out. If I was like all of the other meetup hosts, then I would have said, we meet every month. Come anytime. If you can't make it, just come next month. It's no big deal. But I wasn't like everybody else. Instead, I would say, this event is going to be life-changing. This is what you'll get out of it. This is how much money you'll make because you get out of it. For example, this wouldn't happen at every single one, but everyone was life-changing. I would say, you need to come to this because X, Y, and Z. You're looking for this. You're going through this. And this one's going to solve those problems. Or you need to come to this because I want to introduce you to somebody. Or you need to come to this because that's where all the fix and flippers are going to be. Or you need to come to this because that's where all these people are going to be. And that's how you make more money. And so I would talk about an episode in terms of, this is the only one like this. And if you miss out, you miss out. So I would say things like, make sure you get your babysitter now. Make sure it's in your calendar now. Block out a couple of hours before and after so you can network with these people, versus just it's every week or it's every month or it's every quarter. There's nothing exciting about that. We're all so freaking busy that if you were sharing a podcast episode with me on social, or if you were inviting me to your meetup group or whatever, most likely I would say, yeah, it seems pretty good, but I'll do it when I'm not busy. Or if I said, yeah, I'll come to that event, but then my kid was sick, I would be able to justify it and say, oh, it's no big deal. I was planning on going, but there's nothing special about it. I'll just go to the next one. So this at least allowed it to be special each time. And that's kind of the takeaway. When we're making these posts on LinkedIn or whatever, there has to be a reason that it matters to our person.
Such a good reminder. And it's so basic. And yeah, I've been joking with my husband, super rad Steve. I've been just joking. Like, I feel like I just went back to basics and in life. But as we're scaling anything that we're building, I feel like it is repurposing the basics. Kind of like when we're going through school and the first part of the school year is always review and you're thinking, we already did this. And yet they hit that refresh, do the review and then build upon it. And I feel like what got me here won't get me where I want to go. And so the basics really land differently as we grow. And so it's an interesting process.
Yeah, I agree. So email marketing, anything else that you had for that?
No, I think that that's really interesting because I receive some emails from other podcasters of different platform sizes. Some of them are really substantial platforms and it's Podcast Roundup. And I really completely agree. It has to really speak to what is in it for them. How is it really going to help them? Yeah. Online courses, that's a really interesting one, which is number 8. Develop in-depth courses based on your platform's theme, offering further learning opportunities and monetization potential.
You know what else is really good about that?
Yeah, I want to know. Tell me more.
So it is repurposing content that you've already done. That makes it easy. So to create these online courses. And when we are trying to serve our listener, think about our listener today. He's a podcaster. She's a podcaster. Somebody who probably has a business, somebody who probably has a service-based business, coaching, something like that, where they have the capacity. Our listener today probably has the capacity to easily be netting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month off of their podcast, most likely. And the problem is, a lot of the times we think that just the free content is enough. Mm-hmm. I try to be as good as I can. I really do. Like when I'm on this show, and even if I get invited on somebody else's show as an interviewee, my goal is to always add as much value, tangible value, things that can help that person go to the next level.
Yeah.
And I still understand that if I don't end up working with them, that person, they might not be successful. If I do work with them, they definitely will be successful. So it's like, if our listener today is thinking through making online courses, here's the benefit that I was getting at, is that your listener, they're probably not going to know how to take that next level unless they join you somehow with an online course or something, unless they can go past just listening to you almost passively. Mm-hmm. When we are podcast listeners, and I'm going to call you out who's listening right now, you're probably doing something. Like you might be at the gym, you might be driving, you might be cooking food. You're doing two things at once. Who knows what those two things are, but you're probably doing two or more. Maybe you're an extra multitasker. The point being, as we are passive listeners, if we're not like engaged, if we're not calling up the person that we're listening to, if we're not paying for anything, if we're not joining something, if we're not going to the next level, we might not never, ever, if we're not focused on getting to that next level, ultimately through our actions, we might not get to the next level. So if you can have an online workshop, if you can have webinars, if you can have online courses, those types of things, any paid content like 8, 9, and 10 are online courses, workshops, and webinars, and then finally paid content. If you're not doing those things, I'm sorry, you're probably not serving your listener as well as you can because you're keeping them as a listener. And as they stay as a listener, you don't make money, but also they don't get to the next level. You kind of have to follow 8, 9, and 10, where you have some online courses, you have some workshops, webinars, you have some paid content, because it's when your listener takes action on those three things, 8, 9, and 10, that's when they can make more money. And if you're part of it, you also can make more money.
all of this. This entire conversation has been so powerful and rich and fun. But that right there, honestly, I'm such a servant, go-giver type person that I am like, oh my gosh, I'm not serving my listener well enough because I'm not doing these things. And you're right. I invest in masterminds. I invest in courses. I invest in those things because I value them and I know they will help me level up. And yet I'm not offering that same opportunity to my listener. Oh, wow. Okay. I can't take anymore. That right there, I'm like... I'm going to park there.
Love it. Well, let's jump off. And to the listener, the next episode should be a shorter episode where it's just you and me together, where I'm pouring into you on something that I know you need to know. Maybe instead of turning off the podcast right now, check out that shorter episode. I'll see you in a sec. You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this and I feel horrible because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first 6 episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result where you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.